我不知道从哪里开始哦。
When you don't know what to say, everything will come on.
首先，我就要感恩我的父母亲，没有他们就没有我今天。
Father, yeah.
愿他们也早日了生死，脱离苦海。我也愿 December 的卡利亚米达也是一样，你们的父母亲也早日了生死，这是最重要的，因为没有他们，我们今天就不会在这里。还有一点就是要感恩我们的卡玛，真的，我们这个报身需要有善根、善业，才能够使到我们这条正道走得更顺畅。
Sadhu, very good, huh? That's why you must have good roots. Those are the Mandarin I translate a bit. He say you must take care of karma. We must thank our this what they call Nimanakaya, functional body, yeah? Karmically conditioned for us to be here. If you have the understanding to use it for wholesomeness, then it brings forth a lot of karmic merits. And inheritance, and this is the one you should have gratitude towards, because with this you can cultivate and develop a lot of wholesomeness, perfection to take care of karma so that it will take care of your life. So this is beautiful. We rejoice. Sadhu.
我们来这个世间就是来修福和修慧，没有其他的，就是因为我们的无明执着把我们一直拉着走，现在是时候我们一定要卸下，就要生智慧，就是我们要有真知真见，有了真知真见，我们就是八正道，在这八正道我们的报身就值了，然后接下来我们就，这就是有为法，你有为法过了之后，那我们又继续走，就菩萨道，走无为法了，你又要卸，走中道。一直行你的六波罗蜜，直到完成你的佛道。一切都结束了，就完了，空了。但是也不是真空，而不是真的空道，而是真空妙有，你回去你的 source 去了，再也没有，一切都结束了。
Sadhu. You see, she says she don't know.But she gives so profound a Dhamma. Those who don't know Mandarin, maybe I translate a bit. He said the purpose of our this functional body, but they call it the reward body, Paosen. So this functional body, when you have them, you must know how to use it. And the most important is to cultivate virtue and wisdom. So when you cultivate virtue and wisdom, you will develop a lot of parami, a lot of understanding. Then you can develop the enlightenment of the conditioned Dhamma. They call it the Uwefa. Then when you cultivate virtue and wisdom, it's basically Noble Eightfold Path. Yeah, sadhu. They can go bye bye. So they are flying off to Hokkaido.
Sadhu.
So when you understand that Noble Eightfold Path is the meditation that's taught by the Buddha, this is the one that developed the right view, the right understanding, giving rise to all the wisdom that will allow you to free your mind. Then after you have developed the mundane Dhamma, is it, you should continue your cultivation with the supramundane Dhamma, the unconditioned Wu Wei Hua. That is where you cultivate the six perfection of the Mahayana way. You take the vow, you make all the aspiration, cultivate all the affinity with all the great beings, then develop all the six perfection until you can perfect the cultivation of Sammasambuddhahood. And that way is the most beautiful. Then he said, finally you will return to the source, you will realize true emptiness. But true emptiness, you say, is not nothing. True emptiness is wonderful existence, like what the Heart Sutta say. So you must know how to make use of this form of mind, to live the good life of an enlightened being. And that is the third phase of Dhamma, which is Pativeda. So if you can have all this understanding, then work towards all this, your life will become beautiful and you will become a blessing to all of humanity, to the world, and to all of existence life. So this is what she was able to share, and I really rejoice because I know she can do it, but she very shy. That's why tonight I think it's a good condition, good opportunity. So let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, now can continue.
到底我们是什么来的呢? 是什么啊? Nature罢了. You are just nature. 就是因为无明被拉住. Nature罢了. Just like any other things, it's just 我也不懂怎么样讲 nature， 那因为是我们制作一直拉，拉 all the 垃圾，全部垃圾制作，那我们原本的那个nature 就失去了，然后现在才来 unload， 明白了 nature， 现在才来 unload。 一样样，从头到尾，一切都了解了。 你的 wisdom 完整了，圆满了，符合会圆满，这样子罢了。这是我所领悟到的，只是 nature rolling by 罢了，也没有我，就是因为这个我。 我们制作才有这个我字，有一个我，然后一层一层一层一层的，好久好久才能够圆满到清净。这条路很长，要走的。我现在只是有这个 right understanding， 有真知真见。 但是还是要像你们一样，我们都是同修，要开始走，但是不要怕，没有什么的，只是走，越来你就越开心，越清就越怎么样讲，越 clear 越 bright， 不要被我们的无明。 手抓没有的，因为怎么样才会不被抓呢？就好像六祖所说的，首先要有无念，就是 brothers 讲的 silent mind。真的，你不要被我们的满念mind抓去。 你无念，你就可以看到你的这个人是怎么来的。他只是无运，就好像一个 machine 一样，在那 operate 罢了。只是我们去抓他是我，这个是我们人的 function。五蕴皆空，它是一个 function 和一个 memory， 所以我是说我这个是 computer 来的 computer， 你去 access 它，你去抓它，然后装进去，进去就 data 不怎么样放进去 data， 一直放，这个是我们的 wrong view 来的。所以你要有真知真见和我们的 nature 在一起，一直写就是放了解，但是你不能够马上放，你有很多层次的，你一定要有你的 wisdom， 这个 wisdom 来自 silent mind， anytime 都会来的。在你是时常你的 daily mindfulness 做，但是不要用你的 money mind 去做，你做的时候，因为它好像 computer， 它自己会 run 的，你的 computer 来的，你 normally 做的哈，你的 computer 会 run 它的 program 的，但是你就没有用你的 money mind， 它是它的 physical， 它的什么 system 哈，它会走的。我不懂你们明白吗？没有 thought 的，它只是这样子做 appear disappear 生灭生灭，没有东西的，一切都是生灭。你可以看到这个因缘和合，一切都是因缘和 合，一切都是有为法。就好像《金刚经》所说的，一切有为法，如梦如泡影，如露亦如电，一切如是观，就是这样子。应作如是观，就是这样。因为一切都是你的心造出来，这个心是什么心啊？满念脉来的啊，不过满念脉后面就是你的真心，就是你的真心。你做，但是你可以看到你的满念脉在做，不是这个还没有到上面呐、啊。我不懂你们明白吗？还没有到上面的，就是还没有到你这边来的 memory 啊。他已经 program 了，你可以做。你好像怎么样讲？有做等于没有做，一切都是这样子做。但是你要做，因为这是你的报身，报身有卡玛的，你一定要做你的 duty， 你的 right duty， 你的 right duty 就是你要有正知。正见去做一切你应该做的，你的 nature 里面有的去做，那你的 wisdom 就慢慢上，慢慢不是上，你会它会现出来呀、啊。嗯，你的 wisdom 会现出来，一点一点一点。嗯，所以平时我在家里做家务，我也是在修行，因为也是只有我一个。嗯，你每一样看呢，都是达玛来的，不是怎么样讲啊、也不增加也不减的，不增也不减，做什么呢？就是 nature rolling mind， 不增不减生灭。然后你可以看到，你如果你有真心，你有那个silent mind， 你可以看到生灭。但是还有一个不生不灭，在一起的，你可以看到，这个只是我的一个 glimpse 看到，但是还要继续做，还有很长的时间。
Okay, let us rejoice. After too long, if too long, I cannot recall. I cannot translate everything. Yes, she spoke on a lot of very beautiful.And penetrative Dhamma. That's why she says she don't know. She don't know me, she don't know.
这是我的亲身经验的。 讲出来给你们。
Through her own experience。
这个也是我那心里讲出来，平时你叫我讲我的。
She very shy. Last time the thought keep on telling her.
不会起来哈，我们他没有出来，他不会讲的。
She need condition. So the condition started at Thursday class. After the class, she was telling, explaining to Joyce a lot of things. Until I also sadhu after that. So very good. Let me translate the first part first. Whatever I can recall, but it's very beautiful. Right? So basically, she started by saying, we must understand who are we, what are we. Then basically he said, we as a human being, with a five aggregate form and mind, we are part of nature. Do you understand? Yeah? You are part of nature. So if you can live like nature, then you are beautiful. But because you don't know how to echo and flow like nature, like everything, even the plant, because you have a mundane mind full of wrong view, full of cunningness, full of the evil roots. That's why you keep on accumulating, giving meaning. The phenomenal world, like to you, is very real. Then like you exist. So all this, as you continue to hold, grasp and cling, they are like dust, thicken. So the cultivation is very easy, is it? Develop the silent mind, the meditative mind, to see all this, to understand how you get yourself entangled into all this mess, then how you can reverse it retrospectively to free your mind. So to free your mind is not difficult. You only need to cultivate the silent mind. Means the moment you are without thought, you're already aware. And when you are aware, the silent mind is aware of all the movement. Then you will understand clearly who are you, what are you, the sixth sense and all those things. Then what consciousness is. Then how due to your views and opinion and conditioning, you input the content. Then he said, our form and mind operate like a computer. If you already download all the program and all those things, it will just run. It will not have emotion, understand? It will not have fear and all those things. It will just run. But the problem with our human mundane mind is we got too much of this wrong view. Too much of this delusion because we grasp, we cling. Then we overrule a lot of the things that is happening if you have understood that this is part of nature. If it's just part of nature, why should you oppose what is? What is the reality. That's why he said it's like my teacher used to say, she now learned this. He said the whole of the phenomenal world is like mighty nature rolling by. Means it followed nature's law. So you can accept what is. The laws that governs life and existence, you can accord and flow. You will be very beautiful. You will be peaceful. And you have clarity. Then you have understanding. Then this mundane mind, if you know how to use it, is very beautiful. Then he talked about understanding that this is part of nature, is subject to the law of karma. That's why you have to do your duty, he said. You cannot neglect this for my mind. That's why you have to take care of your speech, action and thought process, the way you live your life, the way you interact with people, then the way you arise. All of your action, speech and thought process, you are livelihood. So all these are very important right views. When you have this right view, you will know how to cultivate. Then life can become different. Then he said how all this function before it goes to the brain. If you use your silent mind, the awareness that is aware, the understanding behind will act, not the brain. But living beings, because they are so conditioned by their views, opinion, and conditioning, their belief system and other things, which is from the memory, they always go back to the brain and they act from there. That's why she asked, I don't know whether you understand what she means or not. When she said, when the awareness is aware before it goes to the brain, then the wisdom, yoni so manasikara, she didn't use the word, but she said the understanding behind will know how to act. Then you just accord and flow, do your duty. That's it. Then everything will just manifest and flow. Then there are a few more things, but I cannot recall. So I think with this, maybe we should rejoice. Yeah, this part is beautiful. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then let her continue a bit more. Still got time.
<笑>什么都不要抓，不管好的境界还是不好的境界，全部都是虚假的、空性的。不管你做到怎么样。 怎么样好，怎么样神通，怎么样？你要有 wisdom， 就是真知真见，有那种的正觉，你才能，你它自然而然，这是我的 understanding 罢了，我没有神通的，什么都没有，它自然而然，因为这是 part of nature， 你都会，就是它自然而然会有的。 所以你不要去抓它，就是说，我们不要抓，什么都不要抓，明白了放，明白了放，这个很重要。
Okay, very good. Let us rejoice. I translate this part first before I forgot. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. This is regarding meditation. You see, whatever mind state that arises during meditation, or as you go through life, is it your happy moments or whatever? Do not cling, do not attach, do not grasp, and understand that these are all not real. They are just condition arising, cause of phenomena. The moment you grasp, you cling, you will have problem. You will have attachment leading to suffering. And this is what the Dhamma is all about. Whatever that arises, don't attach, don't cling, don't hold, don't grasp. Then you will develop understanding. Because the only thing that can free your mind is just wisdom, nothing else. Not all the fantastic mind state, the fantastic meditative experience that you are able to realize or to experience. All these are but, they use the Mandarin word, not real, empty, shi kong. So this is the important understanding that you must have when you develop meditation. Then you will not become gullible. Then whatever you develop the understanding already, just let things be. She used the word, don't hold, just let go of it. But the actual understanding is when you already have the understanding, you cannot hold. So there is no need to let go. Letting go is a meat. So what you should do is, the moment the mind understands, it cannot hold, it cannot latch on, it's not deluded anymore. So this is the understanding that will unfold. Then when it unfolds, the form of mind that is connected to it will understand. It will not be gullible like before. It will not give any more meaning. Then there is joy. Then you can use that understanding to live life. So this part on meditation is very important. So we should rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
我不懂。Wait,
I forgot to explain one part. Just now I missed out. Now I remember. He said, you will see the condition arising, appearing, disappearing, sunmiya, sunmiya. But then later on, as you cultivate, as your wisdom deepen, then your understanding deepen, then you will come to a stage where you will experience 不生不灭. 不生不灭 means there is no arising and no ceasing, means you will have a glimpse of Nirvana. Yeah? Then if that one can also stabilize, then you would have gone through a stable realization of Nirvana. Mm. But there is another part, yeah, that she mentioned about this Pusen Pumie. Mm. He said this one, yeah, you need to realize it. You need to cultivate. Just do it sincerely. Do not be like in a hurry, yeah, to realize all this. Yeah. If you just accord and flow, develop the faith, the sincerity, the perseverance, you just do. Then one part that she came to know, which is very good, finally you know all these are not real, impermanent, leading to suffering, empty, non-self. Then you will come to know, do also like that, don't do also like that. There is actually no difference, because there is nobody there. Yeah. That's why you will finally realize that profound non-self, empty nature. Yeah. So it's just the form and mind, subject to nature's law, law of karma. Nature's law that governs life and existence. So it's just mighty nature rolling by, form and mind coming and going, appearing and disappearing. So not what you think. So this part I think is beautiful. So this was the earlier sharing which I suddenly recall. Yeah? That's why I want to share it. So you want to rejoice? Yeah. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. I was also surprised that she can say so many of this very profound sharing that I used to give. And in her own words some more, which is beautiful. Yeah? I rejoice. Sadhu. Okay, continue now.
我就讲一些我的经验, 可能是我 past life 有修的。 不懂的我会念, 自从我接触了, 这个 Vinodhyana Buddha 的时候, 我会自己 然后去找, Google 找, 因为我们知道我们有三身, 其实三身就是一身, 然后我会 念, 每次我抱的时候, 我会念 那么清净法身, 维如前那佛, 那么圆满报身, 卢舍那佛, 那么千万亿载化身, 释迦牟尼佛, 会自然这样子念出来的, 因为我明白, 你这三身, 就是你一生, 你现在要修的, 一直到 圆满, 你的报身圆满, 就是你的巴拉蜜全部完, 圆满了, 覆满了, 慧也满了, 那是你的报身, 那清净呢, 法身呢, 就是你的 true nature, 你那个, 就是维罗加那佛, 第一个佛, 那个清净法身佛, 这是我的 understanding 呢, 让你们知道, 我还没有那么高的那个, 对不起, 我还没有到那个程度, 但是他自己会这样子念, 然后很早很早, 我就会念那菩萨的四大宏愿, 自己会念,
Okay, maybe I translate that part first, just in case, forgot. See, this part is about herself. She wants to share a little bit of what she experienced this life. She said it's like there's a lot of past life cultivation affinity with this great being, Virochana Buddha. For the sake of those who are new, Virochana Buddha is supposed to be the original first Sammasambuddha along the Mahayana tradition. So they go back to the original first Sammasambuddha. So all the subsequent Buddhas, Sammasambuddha, that arise, they are all connected to this one. Then in the sutta it's mentioned there are three types of bodies, which he just now mentioned. First is, of course, the Virochana Buddha, the reward body that perfect itself to develop all the virtue, wisdom, and perfections. So this one, once you perfect it, then your spiritual nature will become perfect too. He called it the Qingjing, the body that develops the spiritual nature. Then after that, that will combine with the last body. And these three bodies are very beautiful. It's just like she somehow will know how to make all this. They call it, she recite all this. It's in Mandarin. Yeah, my Mandarin is not good. I cannot translate it to you. So in Mandarin, she tend to recite all this. It shows there are affinity. Then she also, some time back ago, in the early days, she said she will also chant the four Bodhisattva vow. It's like, this is within her nature. She knows how to do it. And she has been doing it. And from there, a lot of understanding developed. Because the Bodhi mind, or the Bodhi seed that has been planted during the early days, when they come to fruition, it will bring forth the condition for all this to happen. That's why she can be, this one I added on, she can be married to me. Because I used to hint to you, her cable is very strong. Don't know what type of cable, very, very, very special. That's why the condition just happened. Like I explained to you all last time, No way I can know her, when I tell you. She called us Leng Or, no, in the middle of nowhere, passing up Penang. Then I'm from Alostar. Then somehow, just third year training, I was sent there. Then that 6 month training, condition just fall into place. How I go there also funny one. Too long a story to share. Then when I was there also things happen. And everything fall into place. Then later on, how the nature come out, then she just follow. But she did her duty very well. That's why she always tell you all, those who are attentive, she said, just do your duty. Be stupid, never mind. But not the stupid type of stupid, understand? They say saw saw in Hokkien. You know the meaning of saw yan yao saw fuk. There is a Cantonese version. Yun Chan will know. So don't be too smart. Don't be too cunning. So always be humble. Do your duty. Don't complain. Then have love. Care for the family. Care for people. Have goodness. Have kindness. That's why I realize a lot of Kahyamita like my wife's virtue. He said, can learn a lot of things from her. She is never selfish. Like he never tell you, how can my husband keep on allowing her his time to be used by all the Kahyamita, seldom at home. Never do that and never complain. Other people complain or no. Then the worst was during the early years. 90% all ladies on. And out of those ladies, more than half is not married on. And came over my house on. I think Yun Chan and Mimi, they all know. At least this later version, most of them are married. So this is the part that she wants to share with you all, so that you develop this understanding, so that from now onward, you have this simple mind, understand? Simple mind that do your duty, have faith, have sincerity, persevere, just cultivate, just do. Be humble, have virtue, and you will become beautiful. Condition will arise. Then make aspiration. Then develop the understanding. Keep on cultivating sincerely. And this is what will bring forth the condition. And this sasana is the best window. Yeah. So this is the part that she was sharing just now. Mm. So, okay. Now I pass back to her to continue. Huh?
我看够了，讲也讲不完，因为有很多就带，它是分叉出来很多，最重要就是修。Yeah,
most important is cultivate. She said enough.
不要被 mundane mind 抓住。
Don't be deceived by the mundane mind. Don't be deluded by the mundane mind. The mundane mind is your memory, your views, your opinion, your conditioning. Your belief system, your fear, your scars or memories, everything that you carry and hold on to as you go through life. Your happy moments, unhappy moments, miserable moments, your phobia, and whatever encounter that you have gone through in life. Sometimes they are deeply embedded in your subconscious and your unconscious. So most important thing is to reverse all this layer by layer through cultivation. Sincerely just cultivate. So she said maybe tonight and now. Well, there are so many things you can actually continue. It's unending. It branch off from, spin off and branch off into many area of understanding. She used the main word, what? 分叉 or what? 分叉 or what? Fencha. What is the meaning? Oh, branch. Oh, okay. Fencha. I thought the very cha.
我要感恩你们，因为没有你们，也没有我，我们都是因缘和合的，一起同修。一切都是因缘和合，你一定要看到。
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. She said she wants to thank you all. Because you all are the part of the causes and conditions for her to cultivate and develop all this understanding. Then everything that happened has its condition behind. So everything is dependent originating condition arising. So together you cultivate. As Kayana Mita, this is Tong Siu.
We support each other.
Support and help each other. Support, counsel, encourage, motivate and help each other. Just like our Kayana Mita concept. So this is beautiful. Yeah? So let us rejoice. Yeah? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
最后呢，我就要恳求你们，如果我的身口意有差错、有不对的，
yeah, sadhu.
请原谅。
Yeah, so finally she said she would like to ask for forgiveness from all if she has done anything. Yeah? Not appropriate to the speech, action, and thought process. So let us rejoice. Sadhu. 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 Okay.
Let us strive on with hatefulness. Follow the Buddha.
Us strive on with hatefulness. So no need to translate this one. follow the advice of the Buddha before his parinibbana. Wow. Suyan, come, use the mic. Okay, I translate for Suyan. Yeah. He said, likewise, they also, Suyan, on behalf of all the Kaimita, ask for forgiveness from my wife if there is anything that they have done wrong or not so appropriate. So we should rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.